Military Supply.
Day 5 of Tropical Storm Irene. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. We got to help our friends in the Northeast by alerting the rest of the world that, you know what, it wasn't just a few raindrops. It was a little more serious than that. It was the aftermath, the swollen rivers that now at least are starting to fall, thank goodness. Hump Day was a good day in Killington, Vermont, and other nooks and crannies in the Northeast, like parts of Paterson, New Jersey, so that you could have the crews that could finally get in there a little bit easier because the roads were ripped up and rescue people that were cut off. So think about it. Wednesday, when did the rain hit? So you got 3-4 days where people were trapped and you got serious damage to businesses, houses, farms, because there's a lot of farmland. Think about that. I mean, it's just flood scarred. You used to say, boy, let's go to, in the wintertime, let's grab our skis, go up to Vermont and hit Killington. Killington's a great place to ski. There are a whole bunch of resorts in Vermont that are awesome places, just awe-inspiring when you're at the top of those runs. But even in the summertime or even in the fall with the leaves and everything else, now that it's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back, because a lot of what Vermont is that, is going there, and I'm sure the winter would be fine. But in the fall, the damages and everything else to these this beautiful areas, it's got to be in the millions, maybe a billion something. Because overall, the price tag, we don't know exactly, but maybe 7-8 billion, maybe even a little bit more. And I think Vermont's going to eat up a ton of that. You had 11 towns that were completely cut out from any outside contact. I mean, just cut out. They finally got to, there was one they couldn't even get near, called Wardsboro. Sorry. And this is a place where you had about, 900 people, let's say. And it's in the Green Mountains, Green Mountain Coffee. And it's just some houses along Route 100. It's very, very popular, like I say, in the fall because of the colors. It's one of the best places in the United States to go to see the leaves turning. So it was pretty isolated, and you couldn't even get through. Forget the whole four-wheel drive. Now, finally, they were able to do that. What they were doing is they had no electricity, no phone, no transportation. So helicopters came in with food, blankets, tarps, any kind of drinking water. In Killington, what happened is the people there went to the elementary school. They got free hot dogs and corn on the cob. I mean, seriously, something to eat, they described it as, well, what do you do? And I wondered this too. What's the emergency food when you're just trying to hustle out food to people? Well, peanut butter, cereal, toilet paper, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's the stuff that, they got to make the food last. So that some of the people were saying they just tried to make as little portions as possible. And because houses were damaged, you had floors off foundations, all that kind of stuff. So people are just racked. People are just really racked in Vermont. And this has to be one of the worst things that they've ever experienced. Has to be. And in parts of New Jersey, same thing. So far, I mean, I don't know if this is the finalized total, but it's got to be getting close. 45 people. Irene took 45 people in the U.S. Of course, there were also people that were killed, like in the Dominican Republic. They had 7 or so in Haiti. Same thing. But this damage afterwards, pretty bad. Comparable, they say. If you were trying, because, we like to compare things, right? So how do I express to you how serious this is? You'd have to look at, as someone explained to me, right? Hurricane Floyd. Remember Hurricane Floyd? You have to go back to 1999. And Floyd, you had 57 people that were killed. And it went right up the East Coast and into New England. And at the time, it was the deadliest hurricane in 40 years. But then, of course, Katrina, the floods of Katrina, you know, 1,800 deaths, just outrageous. But this this Irene, this tropical storm, definitely wreaked havoc with a lot of people who are not safe and secure right now. They're still, they're getting supplies and they're getting some help, but their life is on edge because they're trying to pull everything back together. At least the rivers aren't rising. So they're getting a break in Connecticut a little bit, in Jersey and Vermont, because those were the three places that were slammed the worst. And you know what they're doing in New Jersey? It figures, right? What are you going to do? What are you going to do in Jersey when you're hit with a catastrophe? You're going to sell your crap. That's what you're going to do. So I'm not kidding you. I talked to my mother, and she said it's like a white elephant sale on these front lawns. People are selling their flood damaged stuff. They're just putting them out there and selling them somewhat. Others are just hoping that they dry off and they can put them back in the house. I mean, it's cruel, because you had the Passaic River that flooded, and then you had other large sections in the other directions that were flooding, and in some cases the rivers kind of caught up with each other, and somebody described it that it was like waves, no kidding, were bouncing off the house. The basement windows shattered, just filled up in a place called Wallington, New Jersey, just underwater, because they couldn't accommodate. They weren't accustomed to flooding, because they're on top of, I mean, they're on top of a network of underground streams, but, I mean, they've been saturated, so they're mucking out these basements. And we kept talking about North Carolina, right? North Carolina comes ashore in the Outer Banks before it goes up to the East Coast. They had about 1,100 homes that were destroyed, and they had $70 million in damage, but it was really the three places I mentioned that got it the worst: Vermont, Connecticut, and New Jersey. Here's what Craig Fugate had to say, the FEMA director, about Irene, what HUD's going to do, how it's all going to work, and whatnot.
All of the assistance provided is based upon the need. So the first question will be flood insurance. And again, we know a lot of people don't have flood insurance. So those without flood insurance, the next question will be a loan for businesses, because that would be the mechanism for business to get assistance, but also for homeowners. FEMA assistance is really to get you started, to help in the most immediate needs, housing assistance, rental assistance. FEMA grants, quite honestly, are to help you get started. They're not going to make you whole. Top maximum that we provide in this program is about $30,000. But as the governor knows from his days at HUD, another big partner of this that will be joining us in this recovery is going to be HUD and their programs to the Community Block Development grant dollars.
All right, so how do you get the money and how do you go through that? We had somebody on the previous show talking about what to do, how you go about it, and immediately, no matter what kind of money you're making, that you automatically file. You just file, because you don't know what you need, you don't know what's going to happen, and that's one of the things you have to do when you're hit with a catastrophe. Coming up on the flip side, it was like a catastrophe when two worlds collided, that of the Republicans and their debate, and the president and his Jobs speech. So who wins when they both want the same date? You think you know the answer? I'll talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,828.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,873.43, $936.72 for a half ounce, or $468.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,873.43, $936.72, and $468.36.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never told before that you're loving.
Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, we go to you. That's right. So many of you, and I appreciate this, send me your thoughts. I always say, if you want to vent, you want to complain, you want to pat yourself on the back, you want to tell me about something going on in your neighborhood that's worth highlighting, do it. Go to AmericaTonight.net, click on the email, and bada bing, as my friends in the mafia say, you are in cleanly. How's that? Otherwise, if you want to react to any and all of it, you know, we're willing, because it's all about the conversation on the overnight highway. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here's the scoop. Now we're helping all these people in Vermont. Probably the figure is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 billion. Could be more, could be a little less, but I'm thinking it's probably, you know, you always project lower and then it's always way more. By the time you go to do the whole rebuilding thing, and boy, those roads were tore up. It looked like an earthquake combined with a flood, combined with, think of the worst things that could be thrown at you through the courtesy of Mother Nature. Poof. She unleashed. And ultimately in Washington, because we never have a balanced budget, it's not like there's a bunch of money laying around. Oh, that's right. There could be some money laying around when they decide to print more of it and it's useless as ever. You know, a lot of people are talking about going back to the gold standard, and we're going to do a show where we talk to some people about the real reality of that happening. And at the rate we're going, that seriously, that could be where we are ultimately headed. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not in a year, but sooner than you think, if things continue on the same path that we keep taking over and over and over again. So what is it the people want in this country? Well, we want freedom. We have our freedoms, and we're desperately trying to hang on to all of our freedoms, right? And we want to pursue life, liberty, and happiness, right? And you got to have a gig. You got to have a job. How do you support that family? How do you have a roof over your head? It's how we deal. We don't trade. We're not cavemen. We're not trading shells for other things. It's not how it works. So you have to have a job, and most people would like to have a job where they're fulfilled, but now it's about just even having a job for so many. Not lost on the people who want to be president and the guy who's the president now. So what happened was there's been this big buildup. Oh, there's this job speech, and this job speech is happening, and what day is it going to be, and when is it coming? So what happened was the president agreed to deliver an address on, or to address, I keep saying address, to address, it might as well be an address, to address both chambers on jobs and the economy, you know, a joint session of Congress on September 8th. And he yielded, if you will, to the House Speaker, John Boehner, who initially said no way for the September 7th speech because that was the Republican debate. Still, what happens is he's, you know, you've got prime time on the 8th, and it falls on the same night as the opening game of the National Football League season. So the NFL or the president, they're working on the timing. Maybe they're going to, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe they're going to make the speech happen before the kickoff of the game, or, you know, during just all the pregame stuff. So now the debate in Simi Valley, California, for the Republicans will just go on as it was going to go in the first place. So, and this is a rare joint session of Congress. So it's going to have a nationally televised speech that puts him right there with the Republicans who don't like his agenda and who say they're going to vote down any spending he's going to propose. So I'm thinking that's what's going to happen when he gets up. We already know the buzzwords, what they're going to be: cooperation, 100% focus on getting Americans back to work. I mean, I could probably write lines in this speech. We know all of the things that are going to be said. And it's going to be all about that bipartisan thing. We need to reach across the aisle. We need to have the bipartisan solution. And da, 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 da. The August unemployment numbers will be released on Friday, so that should be a beautiful day on Wall Street, because usually negative news sinks the street. And the president has been under pressure anyway to lay out some kind of a plan, so now finally they're going to do it. You get the joint session of Congress, and then you try to make it a PR kind of positive campaign. So really, the White House, in a sense, wins in this case. However, I think a lot of people will turn, a lot of men anyway, certainly some women, will turn to the NFL, or families will turn to the NFL instead, perhaps, right? Unless they're just dying to find out what the president is going to say, how he's going to put them back to work. And usually, any presidential requests to address Congress are just granted after they consult with the White House and lawmakers and all that other sort of stuff. So in this case, the White House notified Boehner's office on the same day they released a letter requesting the session. And because of the topic and whatnot, Boehner's office, they're not going to, what are they going to do? They're going to object to that? Of course they're not going to object to that. So the actual let's solve this problem, since we've got the Republican debate, and you wanted the same night you were going to address the nation, at 9:15 East Coast time on Wednesday, the White House spokesperson pushed out the statement that the president is focusing on the need to create jobs, so he's going to welcome that opportunity to address a joint session of Congress on Thursday, September 8th. The details for what he's going to say, they're not really laid out now. I said I tried to get some from sources I had, and there's nothing leaking out at this point. But supposedly, the proposal is all about increasing hiring with tax incentives for businesses and government spending for, you know, any of the public work stuff. Because the July unemployment number, what was it, 9.1%? And, I mean, look, is this economy sluggish or what? Let me give you an example. How many people listening to me at some point in their life or maybe in their job right now, I bet you at least maybe 65% of you in some way have to sell for a living. And I talked to someone today, a buddy today, that told me he's in sales. He was selling. And he said what used to take just a meeting to close a deal, he said it'll take 3, 4, maybe even 5 because of the objections, because the companies don't want to spend the money. And so I'm thinking, man, that's rough if you're selling. Rick in Illinois, what are you selling, brother?
Hey, I'm selling a bridge in Arizona.
All right, you got it. No, it doesn't matter. You have it.
Is it, you pronounce your name Katie or Katia?
Yeah, it's Katia. No, it's Kate. It's Kate. It's Kate. Katie, you can't blame this nonsense on me. Even if you wanted to go Spanish, it would be Catalina. So it's not Katia.
That's why I don't think it's Katia. I think it's Katie.
It's but not anyway, Katie.
It's Katie. K-A-T-I or something.
No, it's
anyway,
not.
I see the cat fight started already. The Tea Party women were... Palin refused to go on stage with Christie the Witch, O'Donnell, Wicked Witch of the West, the East, I mean. So they're already started the cat fight. I wait for Bachman to get in there next, mix it up with him.
You know, I think Bachman's gonna stay out of that fracas, if you will. And come on, you know, you're talking about, so if everybody knows, she's talking about Christine O'Donnell. You know you had a crush on her, Rick. Come on now. Oh, yes.
I'm staying on her good side because I don't want to put spells on me.
Oh, you're not going to have a spell put on you. I'm going to definitely, though, we got your phone number because, you know, they tap all the phones to anyone who calls this show. So we're going to send your number to her people. How's that? How's that for a connection? Stay with us. We're going to connect with all of you next.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand.
Oh, Rick, I hope you're still listening. That's for you, brother. Christine O'Donnell is going to put a spell on you. She was listening. She heard how you tried to trash her and put her in the middle of some kind of a cat fight. He is... You know, he reminds me of that old MTV thing when they used to take, and some of you are going to think that this was stupid and sophomoric, but I used to watch this. They used to take these figures, these claymation figures, and they would fight each other in the ring. And they would take crazy people, like they would take Barbara Streisand against Donald Trump, or they'd take some politician that was in the news and pit them against somebody else, and it would be hilarious. I mean, it was, to me, it was just so funny. It was kind of like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, only with claymation figures, and they did women a lot. They would take, like, Hillary Clinton and somebody else, and they would put them together, and they would just beat each other up in the ring in this little animated thing that they did on MTV. And for some reason, Rick, I think he's desperate to to have that come back to the tube, I think. And it always seems to involve the women that are somehow connected to the Tea Party. We're going to talk about Michelle Bachmann in a second here. But before we get to that, there's one thing I wanted to say. If we could put a spell on the people who are coming back to Washington that hold so much of our fates in their hand, because that's the thing. The people that represent us, all joking aside, I mean, we know this. This is why there's so much frustration. They do hold your fate in their hands because it's the legislative branch. They make the laws. We have three branches of government. So the people that are there that are representing us, they have control. I mean, it's the government of we the people, but we the people cannot meet every day, the however many of us, millions of us, and come to quorums and decisions on every single piece of legislation, duh, naturally. So that's the form that our government took. You have representation. You get a say in it. We have free elections. You elect the people. That's why I'm so for a third party. Give us another flavor so we have some more choices here. So here's the bottom line. We saw a Reuters poll that showed 71% of Americans oppose increasing the national debt. Of course, that happened anyway. We have to lift the debt ceiling, so we have to add up some more money, right? The national debt is now probably about $15 trillion, maybe even more. And I say this all the time. Are we ever, ever going to see black ink? In my lifetime, that budget will never be balanced. I believe it. Or if I should live to be 90-something, maybe. But it's not going to happen anytime soon. So there was this movement afoot. And there's a Senator Curtis Olofsson from North Dakota. He's a Republican. And what he wants to see happen, of course, is a constitutional amendment to put, you know, to put something there that says we cannot do this. Just simply require Congress, for example, to seek approval from state legislative bodies, the people that are closest to the people, before they can hike the national debt. And I love what he said. I'm going to tell you what they said. Because unlike other fiscal reforms that rely on courts, right, to make them happen, the National Debt Relief Amendment would be powerful because it would enforce itself. This then would take care, it's because then the financial markets could reject or discount the value, and that's what they do, of any federal bonds that are issued without support from a majority of state legislatures. So that would give the federal government, right, an incentive, skin in the game, they call it, a financial incentive to seek out legislative approval of any new debt without anyone having to go to these lawsuits. I mean, $15 trillion. Are we out of our minds? Are we out of our minds? So North Dakota, that's what I said, he was from North Dakota. So Louisiana and North Dakota have already passed resolutions that call for an Article 5 convention. Eight other states are considering similar resolutions, and it's maybe possible that the process would be opened up to, you know, to an amendment. And it takes 38 states, right, to ratify a change. Have we seen that? Would it be wild to see that? And that's a pretty big obstacle. But with the national debt completely out of control, I would say you could make a strong argument for this to happen. This should happen, right? Let the states take the lead in getting the federal debt under control. And because I like it, I doubt it'll happen. I'd be so jacked up if it did, though. Oh, baby, bring it on. Bring it on. National Debt Relief Amendment. I'm so behind this thing, totally. All right, we're going to go to the mailbag in a second here, but first let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I know I'm usually a one-issue guy, so I'll leave that one issue behind for just for now. That amendment that he's trying to introduce sounds like a good idea, but it'll have to get through, I guess, three-quarters of the states and this House and Senate. Is that right, to amend the Constitution?
Yeah.
So it'll be an uphill battle. So I just have a couple questions. I mean, you know, sometime before I buy a magazine subscription or, you know, get involved in a newspaper, I read the letters to the editor section. I've always found that the people that subscribe or write the letters are probably just as intelligent, if not more so, than the people writing some of the articles in the magazines or the newspapers. And there was some letter writers to the Wall Street Journal, and I'll just make a couple points and I'll get off. This guy had mentioned that as a percentage of our GDP, our gross domestic product, our debt is now more than 100%, because our debt is, like you said, $15 trillion. The GDP of the country is $14 trillion. So I don't know how we pay it off. And even if we do pay it off, what is the dollar backed by, Kate? We always go over this. It's paper money. It's a fiat currency. It
right.
doesn't have any hard worth behind it. And I mentioned this once before, and people laughed, or people that I, you know, China could say tomorrow, and they're holding $1.5 trillion of debt, and that's why Obama did not sell the F-16s to Taiwan, because China said, we want Taiwan back. Okay, Mr. Obama, you're our boy, no pun intended. You can't sell the jets. And they squashed the sale because China told them. And also, China could say tomorrow, we don't want the real estate of New York City. We don't want the real estate of West Virginia. We want what's underneath it. Ship us the trillions in coal that you have, because apparently America is the Saudi Arabia of coal. So don't laugh. If somebody that owes you that much money wants something, you owe them that much money, you have to pay. It's like when you owe the bank $100,000, you got a problem. You owe the bank $1 million, the bank's got a problem.
Yeah.
So, and there was another article that mentioned Cass Sunstein, the regulatory czar under Obama, wants to cut down regulations. And it was a minuscule number of maybe $10 million $4 billion. But the regulations that he's imposing in the administration, without going to Congress, and you think of EPA, Lisa Jackson, putting the fuel efficiency on diesel tractor trailers, going after farm implements, the coal industry, it's costing them, the businesses, trillions. So even if your regulations pull back $10 billion, when you're facing a trillion, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke, and these letter writers brought that out. And you mentioned Congress writing the laws. It does affect us. You know, Maxine Waters called us terrorists, and we can all go to hell, the people that believe in the Tea Party. Well, she went before Paulson. She said people didn't have, in her district, didn't have people running interference for her. But she ran interference for her husband, and we talked about this a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
The bank that failed, and she got money from TARP to bolster her husband's bank. So she's got some nerve. And America, you must realize, she's supposed to face an ethics trial. What she's done is just as bad as what Charlie Rangel did. But they're afraid of her because she's a strong black woman. Let's be real. And Nancy Pelosi's net worth has increased. I don't know how much. There was an article on that. She's worth over $100 million. They are always passing laws to better themselves. And we, like you said, you want a third party. So do I. Like, I wish I had answers, Kate. But, you know, they're lying to us. And they are just backstabbing and stealing from us, and it continues to go on. So, you know, where does it go from here? And, you know, how do we pay back the debts that we owe? And it'll be our kids, our grandkids, and they're the ones that are going to suffer for it, because we don't like to look past the next quarter like Wall Street does. We don't want to look down the road, but you have to look down the road. And I appreciate the time, baby.
Good call. I agree with you. I mean, we're still on the same page with that. That's why I say the third party. Give us more choices then, and maybe we can start to push the machine out in a different direction. Some of the most obvious things. I mean, I get it. I get that it's not what you think. I get that if tomorrow any of us were elected and we went up there, you know, you'd have to figure out a way to maneuver your way, because you know, you'd be on your own island, but you could do it and bring the will of the people there, because the will of the people is clear when you're saying 71%. You know what? That's Democrats and Republicans. I mean, that's across the board. So it's not just, oh, that's a Republican thing. Oh, that's a conservative. No, no. That's across the board. 71%. All right, I keep saying we're going to check the mail, so you know what? We're going to punt, and we're going to do that in our next segment. Hang with us.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, we're getting closer to the weekend. Maybe some of you already took those extra days off for the end of the summer, since this is Labor Day and now we swing into the fall here in the next couple of weeks. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because I know my friends in the East Coast, things are drying out and looking better for you. And it's a chance for them to catch their breath before some of them have to go back to school. So in a way, luckily, the Irene tropical storm that caused such big hassles with uprooted trees and power and all that sort of stuff in the coast, you know, whether it was Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, or even where it first touched down, the Outer Banks in North Carolina, I know a lot of the people are happy that, one, it didn't hit on Labor Day weekend for that extra day, and two, that a lot of the kids were off from school, so they didn't have to deal with flooding and trying, you know, what the schools canceled and deal with all of that sort of nonsense that would have just added another element to things. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, I got to read this one first because obviously Chris did this in a hurried fashion. This is Chris. Looks like he is listening to us in Austin, Texas, because he says Chris in Austin, T, so I'm assuming Austin, Texas. And he says, Kate, I almost laughed out loud. In fact, I did laugh out loud. I almost fell over when I heard you talk about Celebrity Deathmatch. I dig Celebrity Deathmatch. You can catch it on Hulu. And it's hilarious, and you're right, it was claymation figures. I'm curious what your favorite one was, your favorite match. My favorite was Beavis and Butthead. Hilarious. You have to go and watch it. I urge all of your listeners to do it. Keep up the good work. Okay, so for me, I have to go back in the recesses of the cobwebs of my mind. But I would say my favorite one was Charles Manson and Marilyn Manson. They had a death match fight, and it was just comical. It was. And then there was another moment, and I don't know that she was fighting. She must have been fighting. Maybe she was fighting. There was a woman that used to be on The View called Debbie Matenopoulos, and she was on some of the episodes of this. Her claymation figure was on some of the episodes of the Celebrity Death Match, and there was an episode, I don't think she fought her, but there's an episode where you had Pam Anderson, and Pam Anderson, let's just say she had a few troubles, her little claymation figure, but I think it's hilarious, and he's right, if you go to Hulu, because you can always get older things there. And then they also, too, had Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he was a guest commentator, and it was just hilarious. I don't know. I just found it very funny. It was so crazy because what would happen is, so I can explain this to everyone who's saying, what is she talking about? It was claymation, and it depicted, like I mentioned before, celebrities against each other in a wrestling ring. And it was always gruesome, the ending, and it was cartoonish, so it was always a gruesome death thing. You know, crazy amounts of blood and exaggerated injuries, like, you know, somebody would get impaled, or the person's somebody would have their foot cut off, and so it was exaggerated. It was exaggerated movements and that kind of thing. So it was, just very funny, silly, crazy stuff. Let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Joy, who says, "Kate, did you hear that on the heels of you people are starting to pick up my vernacular on the heels of Dick Cheney's book, Michelle Bachmann has some kind of a book deal. Do you know anything about it?" Yeah, there was a story that came out the other day that she's got a memoir. See, that's what you, when you're hot, you're hot. You got to go for it. She's got a memoir coming out in November, and it's about her life, obviously, and she's running for president, so perfect timing for that, right before the Christmas holidays. And that's what happens. You know, you, like I said, you get your 15 minutes, and then people want more. They want to know the background, and they approach you. And so I think Penguin Group is doing it, if I'm correct. They're doing her book. And you know what? I'm just going to have to buy a copy and send it to Rick in Illinois. That'll be my stocking stuffer for him, just to annoy him. Speaking of books, too, this is going to be a shameless plug, but I have a new book out called Level the Playing Field. Level the Playing Field. And we're going to give some of them out, believe it or not, during Nail the Score. We're hoping to, anyway. But you can get your copy at Amazon.com. And, you know, in my acknowledgments, I talk a little bit about the radio show, but it's what it is you've got the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, National Hockey League. One of my favorite chapters to write, and I think some of you can relate to this. I mean, even if it doesn't matter if you're in your 20s or you're in your, you know, 60s or 70s, it's called Face Painters, and it's about our crazy, wild love with college football and how people go to extremes when they're watching their favorite college football team, especially if they went there. And the book is based on Sports Shorts, the little segment that we do here on the show. And it's full of little-known sports kind of facts. And in the acknowledgments, because I did the acknowledgments, and he doesn't even know this, but, you know, I thanked a whole bunch of people, and two of the people that I thanked from the network, I said thanks to Matt Johnson and Donovan Madsen for their incredible technical support. How about that? Don't we have some applause from that? It's huge! Yeah, so Donovan and Matt just wanted to be a bestseller so they can have their name out there and not be embarrassed. Oh, I sold a bunch of copies. And they get free copies. I'm going to send them both free copies of that. I'm not going to make them pay the $9.99 you have to pay for the book. But
how do you expect it to be a bestseller if you start giving stuff away?
Oh, well, only a few. Only a few, Donovan. The publisher said I can give a few away, and they were stingy with it. I mean, we're talking about a handful, so that means three, and nobody ever nails the score. So if you want a copy of the book, you got to go to Amazon.com. It would be a good stocking stuffer. I have a feeling it's very different from Michelle Bachmann's book. And it's not really all these personal tales about me. I mentioned some funny things that happened to me and whatnot, but it's not a memoir. You know, who cares? It's not a memoir. It's just got some other funny stuff. I'll give you like one weird factoid. There's serious history and stuff. I mean, it's history that's cool that you'll think is cool, even if you don't know much about sports. But I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and in the archive room, check this out, people, in the archive space that they have, you have 18, I am not kidding you, you have 18 million pages of records. It's like the Vatican. 18 million pages. It's crazy. If you were like a football nut, you could, and you live close, you could just constantly go back and check things out and ask them a million questions about sports and records, because that's what sports is. It's funny. There are a lot of similarities between politics and sports. It's, you know, the us's and the them's. It's my team and your team, so that's, you know, and we love our team and we don't like the other guys. And it's a lot of numbers thrown around, whether it's records or salaries or whatever. And it's the same thing in politics. We were just talking about that with that crazy deficit. I mean, it's an insane number to say $15 trillion, and so frightening to me that it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight. So thank you to everybody who sent emails to the show. Remember, you can do the same. Go to americatonight.net, click on the email, and you're in just like that. Boom. Send us your thoughts.